Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Joseph Clough, and this is episode 842. Now, in today's episode, we are talking about haters, the complainers, the people who just kind of rile us up and sometimes even try to bring us down. We want to be able to get into the heart of the matter of this episode, which is, how do we deal with it? How do we deflect it? How do we experience it or not process it in a negative way that it lingers in our life experience? And to the really, the honest truth is, how to stop people holding you back by doing so? Because if people are hating upon us from a distance or in person, it does have an effect on your esteem. And we do not want it to have an effect on your esteem. We want to be able to shine and rise together. But here's one thing I want us to play around with as a concept. I was thinking about this the other day, that if you have a goal and a dream, no matter what, there are going to be consequences to that. There's going to be consequences. If you want more money, you're probably going to have to pay more tax. If you want more money, you never know, friends will come out the woodwork trying to get more money. With every goal, there's always going to be a downside. It has to. There's always going to be something. Not to say the downside's bad, it's worth it, right? It is worth buying new clothes if it means that you're going to lose weight to be your desired weight. So they can be good things, but the reason why I bring that up right now is that if you choose to expand your success, the chances are that improvement may bring people to criticize you. A term that I hear is like tall poppy syndrome. And I heard that it happens less in America, although I live here, and it does make sense that it's more motivating. Whereas England, we're quick to judge sometimes, or bring people down to their station. We can kind of project our own mindsets and thoughts sometimes. I don't know if it's a culture thing, or maybe it's a location thing, but ultimately just know in your mind, be at peace with this. If you are going to get better at something, if you want to achieve a certain goal, the chances are there may be some people who will try to bring you down a peg or two. That can happen. But if we think about the haters, if we think about the complainers, the doubters, we have to be gentle upon ourselves and even them to a degree. Because if you take it personally, you're just going to sabotage that success. You're going to play small because you're going to think, I don't want to rock the boat. We just did episodes at Live Hypnosis and the one before this, that one, about people pleasing, like how it causes us to overdo things and feel bad about ourselves. And in the same notion, if you do want to improve yourself, but you think you might get some negativity around it, you might go, well, it's easier to just not do it. It's easier to go, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to.
Continue your educational journey online at Arizona State University. Recognized as the nation's most innovative university, ASU offers more than 300 programs online, all designed and taught by our award-winning faculty of researchers, scientists, inventors, and authors. Discover what sets us apart. Connect with an ASU enrollment advisor and explore a variety of financial aid and scholarship options, as well as how to transfer pre-existing credits. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.
Cause this conflict here. But that's not fair either, because if it's on your heart, if it's a goal that you want, we shouldn't allow other people to bring us down or to at least stop us. But to be gentle, if we are getting criticism, if we're getting critiqued, if we're getting the haters and the doubters, let's just look at the intention behind their behavior. Number one, it's going to allow you to take it less personally. Number two, you're going to also diminish some of those emotions. If you just play around in your mind for a moment, If there's someone in your life who can be like that, who can hate upon you sometimes, criticize you, doubt you, putting aside the behavior of the critique, think about the intention behind why they are doing what they're doing. Just think about it. Come from a place as if you were looking through their own eyes, through their life experience, if you know it. Because you may not be thinking about what they're going through, because we're taking it so subjectively, we're taking it so personally. But if we just put ourselves to one side and look through their own eyes, through their life experience, can we see any intentions behind what they do? Doesn't justify them. It doesn't let them off the hook, but it does allow you to have a deeper insight into what they're actually doing. For example, typically bullies were once bullied. So they try to gain back the they try to get back the power. They try to enforce power to make them feel better about themselves. People trying to pull you down, in a way, metaphorically, are below you, right? Because they're pulling you down. So that could mean they're not in the right place where they want to be. So it's easier to cut people down to make themselves feel good. Doesn't make it right. It does not make it right. Does not let them off the hook. Doesn't give them an excuse. But there are going to be reasons as to why the haters hate. Maybe their life has not been one that has been real happy and wonderful. Maybe they've been hurt and abused. Maybe they've gone through significant traumas, so they're trying to get something by doing it. And that's all they know how. That's all they know how. I'm sure if they could choose another way of living or being happy, then they'd probably like to do that. They'd probably do so. But if they cannot, it must mean they're trying to operate from that place that they've always known. Maybe they were so criticized growing up, but they had so many high expectations placed upon them that they go, well, this is just all I know. So therefore, I'm going to repeat and replicate the exact same behavior that I was taught. So it doesn't let them off, doesn't give them an excuse, but it can give you a sense of peace that it's not about you. Therefore, you're not taking it personally. Now, on the one notion, I put my work out there to the world. I've got over a thousand videos on YouTube of my work. I've done over the 842 episodes. And with that, being public in the terms of the audio and video space, because it's been downloaded around, or combined, probably like 200,000 times views and downloads every single month of just my free work, you are going to then have a percentage of people who may criticize you. They might say something about my voice, my appearance. Some people don't like those things, aspects of me. But if I were to allow that one person or two people to make me go, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. How bad is that? That wouldn't be a good thing to do, to take all the judgment of one or a small group of people to diminish your potentiality. Why should we be living through the critique, the criticizer, the hater? Why should we allow it to dictate our happiness? Because I'm sure if you, whatever you're doing, you are doing the best to your ability as well. And if you have goals and dreams, I'd like to think if you're listening to this, because it is, I like to think of this more of a wholesome podcast, because it's all about developing yourself and growing and becoming a better person, good for self, good for others, and good for the world. I'd like to think we should not have to go, I'm going to play small because of that. Because of the one person, the two people, the three people, the five people, even as 10 people. Why should we allow their opinions to be reality? Maybe it's an opportunity to show them what can be done. You know, when like Gandhi says, be the change you want to see in the world. Well, sometimes you've got to be the change into be the change you want to see in the other person. sometimes they haven't got that model of what can be done. So when you start to be an example of what can be done, they will have a platform or a strategy, or at least evidence that they can do it too. It's just they may not know that it's possible. They're once again repeating and replicating the same old thoughts and ideas and feelings that they've always had. And the reality is, you can't please all the people all the time. It's just impossible. So you may as well make a decision about what is it that you want? What is it going to get you? Be at peace with the haters. Like, there's going to be people out there in person at a far who take so much easier just to type something online. And I think that what they're called, keyboard warriors or something like that. And they're just doing it. They're not thinking about the consequence. They're just doing it as an outlet. But they're just words. Words shouldn't have to hurt us. Opinions should not have to hurt us. People's belief systems, which are different from our own, shouldn't have to hurt us. I think we've got to get to a level where we go, okay, that's their opinion for me or about something, but it does not have to be my reality. Other people's opinions is none of my business, because it's a reality. It is something that has and will happen, but it shouldn't have to define who you are. So what I would do is come up with the reasons as to why I'm being the real me, why I'm doing what I'm doing. Go deeper than just the outcome. Think about all the most amazing consequences by doing what you want to be doing. Because you might be wanting to set up your own business, or being a practitioner of change, or to go up in the promotional ladder of your career, and you might be concerned about what people think along the way. Well, knowing that we now know there are intentions behind why they do what they do, and on top of that, that it's not you. It's not about you personally. It's just their model of the world. But then you go into, well, why am I doing this? Like, what's the cause behind what I'm doing it? What is the consequence of me living the life that I want? Where it be financial abundance, so you can serve your family, your future, the communities around you from that abundance, or whether it be just a deep inner peace, a passion, a purpose. It doesn't matter if it's materialistic or not. Think about the reason as to why you are doing this. You see, if you can find more leverage and more reasons and possibilities of the goal and the outcome, you'll start to realize that goal that you have, that idea of who you want to be, the authentic self, is going to be bigger, bolder than any hate. That's just the way it is. If you can enlarge in your reasons and your values and your purpose, your mission, your ambition, you'll go, it's okay. It is normal. It is natural. It is something that happens. Now, if you're thinking about just in an online space, I heard someone say recently, if they don't have your number, don't worry about them. Because the people who have your number, like your personal number, they're the ones who probably are better for you. They're the ones who probably know you. Unless you're in a narcissistic relationship, then listen to the previous episodes of the people-pleasing hypnosis and the one before that. But most people in a healthy life, the people who have your number, who can reach out to you, the call, in other words, the calls that you want to accept, they're the ones you care about. The other people who don't have that, then they're probably not worth worrying about, because you haven't given their your number out to them. So just weigh it up on the hierarchy of things. Like, where is that hate coming from? What is their intention? But also, where are they in the vicinity of you in terms of value? If they're not close to you, then you shouldn't have to take on their opinions as closely as reality. Now, of course, there has to be some self-reflection. That is important. So if I get negative feedback about, say, my voice or how I look, then yeah, I kind of dismiss that. That's I don't need to go there. Like, that's none of my business. But if there is a form of hate, critique, just be conscious of it. Is there something that we can improve? Maybe they're shining a light on something, but they're exaggerating it in a way which is very mean. But maybe there's an element of truth. Maybe we've got to self-reflect and go, okay, I could do a little bit better. I could take on that. I might not like the feedback, but if we think about what communication is the meaning that you get back from your communication. So if you're communicating, and by communicating, I mean just being around people, and you're getting these responses from people, and it's kind of common, then we might go, well, it's not just people. Maybe it's a little about me that I've got to change. Maybe I've got to make some changes. It is one of those things that we just have to consider. That's nothing bad. Self-reflection is good. It's taking a reality check in what's really happening. Is there some things we can improve upon? It might not be as exaggerated as how that hate comes about, but it's always feedback, right? It's all feedback. Maybe we need to disregard all of it. Sometimes there can be an element we just want to pay attention to and get a little bit better at. But if we want to really make that change, you've got to make your own identity, your own self-belief, your own self-certainty in who you are, in what you're doing, and how you're doing it, to the point that they can cast as many shadows upon you, your light is brighter. That's just the way it is. You take a stand for what is right. You take a stand for what is good. And therefore, if you know your intentions are pure, then why should we sweat the small stuff? It's just something, I know, and like I'm saying it like it's really easy. It can take time to do this, but it does start with building your self-belief and your self-certainty to know that you're worthy, deserving, and good enough, that you're capable, that your dream is worth it, that you are going to go, look, I'm ready to step out, be bold, and embrace any negative things coming my way because I know it's going to happen and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. You see, people won't always understand your journey. They won't, just in the same way we didn't really look at their intentions, because they're doing it for a certain reason, may not like the behavior, but the intention is there. People don't always know your intentions. People don't always know much about you. But the more you know about yourself, it will cause you to express that at a deeper level. So maybe you can shine your light brighter for they don't have to hate. Not all the time. I'm a realist here. Like, some people just want to hate. But I don't have to fix them. I don't have to challenge them. I don't have to do anything if I don't want to. I can just think, like I said, other people's opinions are none of my business. But if my intention is pure, which it is, in my opinion, it is pure. I want to help as many people in the world as possible. Free work, paid work, whatever it is, I want to help. That's why I've done all these episodes. And I'm totally at peace that people will say negative things. Doesn't mean I love it. Doesn't mean I like it. Doesn't mean it has to affect me either. When you know who you are, it doesn't matter what people think you are. You start to own your own domain. You start to own your own behaviors. You start to own your identity. And you have to remember your identity dictates your belief systems and your values, the things which are important to you. It dictates your capacity, your behaviors, and showing up in the environment. So you don't want to just keep changing the environment. You want to be able to change your identity so you can go into any environment that you want and shine regardless. Now, to finish this off, we still have to be consciously aware of the environment. Is it toxic? Is it a purely toxic place? Because you can't plant wonderful flowers and agriculture in a polluted soil. right? That's not going to work. So sometimes you do need to unplant yourself because you are more than the environment. You don't have to stay there if you don't want to. You can leave that narcissistic relationship or that power-hungry boss or the abusive XYZ. You have an opportunity to do it. Do so. It can take time. It doesn't have to be like right away. You might have to find other things to supplement or to plant yourself to find that new environment. But there are going to be times where you're going to go, look, I just feel like I need to get out of that one. Because you've changed all you can, and that's just the environment. But when you know that you're enough, you will do so so much more freely and happily, without guilt, without shame, without worry, without expectation, because you know, actually, I'm more than this environment. I'm going to plant myself where it is a rich nutrition, where it gives you the opportunity to flow, to plug yourself in a community with people who lift you up and support you. Because when that happens, you do grow. And that means you can take on that feedback and you're not placing yourself around haters. But I'll just say one more time, with every goal and outcome, with every dream that you have, by being more the authentic self, you are brightening up, right? You're lighting up more. And therefore, other people will and may try to diminish it, because they're blinded by the light. They're blinded by your, let's say, greatness. They're blinded by your desire to be somewhere. So that is why it kind of irritates them. It causes them to feel conflicted, because you're only lighting up maybe a fear within them. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you can be the example. But that's going to happen. Doesn't have to be on a big level, could be just the one person, but be at peace with it. And therefore you don't care. Like, it's good to care less, to not take things so personally. Because if you did, if everyone did, no one would do anything. Everything that you're experiencing right now, look at everything around you. Maybe the device you're watching or listening to this, because it is being broadcasted live on youtube.com/josephclough, to the things that you have. I am sure the people who created this probably once had doubters that it was even possible, from the technology to the improvements and all those things. They're going to get some pushback and some critics. Is that really possible? Can you really do that? I don't think you're good enough. I don't think that can exist. But the fact that they went out there and did it anyway, because they knew deep down there was something to explore and to express in the world by being authentic and following through with that massive and inspired action, that caused the things that we have right now to come into existence. So other people's opinions are not your business. So I hope you got some value from that. It might be a good idea to check out the previous two episodes, because it is a bit of a theme right there. But of course, if you want to get more help, I do actually have a mobile app at freehypnosis.app. It has all these free episodes in there. It has an ad-free experience as well if you're a part of the app. That means you don't get those annoying ads here and there. There is a whole hypnosis section, which has hundreds of hypnosis sessions. You can favor them so it appears right to the top of the feed. You can change it from the sun to the moon to make it a sleep session, like a guided extra 15 minutes, which just kind of goes less and less in volume. You can download it, repeat it. You can create your own custom hypnosis sessions. Choose a topic and the symptoms, and the app will just create it for you. You can go ahead and listen to the four hour plus sleep hypnosis sessions. Just make sure you press the download icon or let it fully buffer before you turn your phone into airplane mode. You've got audio programs on there, which we're going to be adding more to. You've got things such as the night mode and the dark mode, or light and dark mode. You can create your own playlist, and that means you'll go from one track to the other. You might go, I want this one in the free section, I want this one in the custom section, I want an audio program, and then it will just play them all back to back throughout the night or throughout your workday, throughout your commute. Just make sure you're not listening to hypnosis when operating machinery and things like that. But you get the opportunity to create those. And it just means that you get everything you want all within one app whenever you need it. And of course, if you are enjoying this episode or other episodes, please leave a review. Your words, I mean, we're talking about negative criticism. If someone goes, for a quick example, and this is not negative if you're listening to this, I got a 3-star review, and the review was, I didn't find a track for, I can't remember, it was like travel nausea, something like that, and just left a 3-star review. And there's like a question mark to it, as of like, is there one on the app? I can't find it. So your review kind of equals out some of those reviews sometimes, or maybe I need to start creating one. But it's best to reach out to me personally if you want me to add things to the list. But anyway, I digress. Your review counts. Your words will inspire other people to get the free help that they need. And that's at freehypnosis.app, or search hypnosis in the app store, and I'll probably be right near the top or at the top. So with that, you have the best rest of your day. Allow yourself to express yourself in freedom, because you are worth it, deserving. Other people's opinions aren't your business. So let's shine together. Let's shine bright. Even if it creates a bit of like so bright that they can't really see, right? Because you're so blinded by the light of your greatness. So with that, I'll speak to you soon. Many thanks and goodbye.